fifth paragraph of the Kama, Mishnah Dalet, fourth Mishnah Shoshu, Yimachav, and Lechavir, Behikas, the Isha, Yotzi, Yodea. Want to gore, it's another ox, and somehow things moved away, and he ended up goring a woman and caused her to lose her fetus. Pata mit mei vlodos. You do not have to pay mei vlodos. This is a rule that if somebody causes his friend's wife to lose her fetus, he has to pay the value of the fetus to the husband of the wife. So here we're saying that here that happened through an ox causes the fetus to come out. He does not have to pay this. That which the Mishnah said that someone that didn't have kavana is not daf. Even if he had kavana to do it, the ma'isa, the chiv to pay the tmei vlodos only applies. The value of the fetus only applies if the ox, if a person did it to another, to a woman. So this is why we brought the ratio by a person who was mechamed to hit his friend, and he moved aside, and somehow he hit a woman, and she lost her fetus. Even though he did not have kavana to do that, but he has to pay the value of the fetus. How do you evaluate it? How much she's worth beforehand, and before she gave birth, and how much she's worth afterwards. Rav Shimon says,
what do you mean?
If you value how much she's worth before she gave birth and after she gave birth, you won't pay anything because she's worth more after the later than before the later. This is talking about the first later, that it's a danger for her, and she's not worth so much before the later because there's a chance she may not do it. She may not make it through the birth. El Shavim is a blood is coming Yofim and Noisim Lebaal. Contribution Gamliel, that you pay the value of the bloodless, and that's it. Yeah. Okay. And the Chachamim say that even so, something called Shvach Vlodos, which is that she looks thicker, healthier, bigger when she's stronger, whatever, when she's a Beheroyan, that you do have to pay. V'mein Labal, in the case where she doesn't have a husband, then listen, Liyosha, if you give to the Yosha of the ones who inherit the husband. If she was a shifra who was pregnant and she got free, or a giyaris, then potter, he doesn't have to pay at all because we're talking about a case that she was married to a ger and the ger died. So the rule is that ger who dies and doesn't have any yoshim, then he loses all his rights, become hefker. So also over here, we're really talking about it, that she married a ger and the ger died, so once he dies, his rights disappear.